My name's Maggie Kay. I'm a teacher of computing science. I'm also the care experience lead for the South Ayrshire Champions Board in Belmont Academy. I was prompted to start this club due to my own care experience as a young person. When I was growing up, I kept running away from school and I was allocated a social worker, and it was my PE teacher who took me under her wing, Morag Thau. And if it hadn't been for her, I might have gone off the rails completely. I think it's really important to have somebody that actually understands you as a young person. I had interviewed every single pupil on the care experience list at Belmont Academy, which was 57. They wanted somewhere to chill out, somewhere they could go if they were having a bad time. And it's not always easy in a school with 1,300 pupils. They wanted somewhere they could be alone if they needed to be alone. After interviewing all the young people round about October time, I started the club on a Friday in my own room. And Don, Isaac and Alex from the Champions Board came along and we'd provide lunch. And initially they were really withdrawn, really shy. So they come along, they just have their lunch and we chat, and then we start the more serious notes of, right, you guys decide what is it you want. They decided they wanted the room, we got the room, Tracy gave me the room. Then we were given the budget. We achieved 6,000 initially, then we managed to up it to 10,000. The young people themselves chose everything they wanted. My input is just simply to be there to support them if they need support, or be there to answer any questions if they want any questions answered, or be there to guide them in any issues they have. It's not like a guidance role, it's more like, right, you guys decided on this furniture when the designer comes in. It's giving them the voice. It's giving them the voice within the school. It's giving them the voice to speak at the Champions Board. It's giving them the voice to speak to staff at county buildings. The young people form groups and we'll give them maybe a list or a survey to ask them what their top priorities are for this room and for what they want to do. So the top priorities were the chill room, more activities, more clubs to attend, and longer. They're desperate to have longer time for the club. South Ayrshire Council Champions Board have now involved them more. This is the first summer that they've been taking them out and about. And again, it's them that have asked for that. It's the young people that have asked for it. We're there to make sure they get that. And it's their decisions to buy the furniture. It's their decision how they want the room laid out. Everything is about them. The Lunch Club has provided a safe and secure environment for the young care experience pupils within Belmont Academy. It gives them a place where they feel they can talk about anything. They can talk about their care experience. That has come on hugely. The young people that were coming along at first wouldn't even give you eye contact. And now they're coming in and they'll talk about anything. We're seeing more and more non-care experienced young people asking the care experienced young people, can we come along to the club? What are you doing at the club? And again, initially, they would not have spoken about it. But now they'll say, well, we do this and we do that. Well, I want to come. The stigma has certainly been removed because we've done raising awareness sessions at assembly. The pupils have put PowerPoints together to raise awareness. They don't feel different now. They feel, yeah, it's actually okay to be care experienced. It's quite normal because of the club. Staff have started coming along to the club just to find out what it is we do. Oh, I wasn't aware that this pupil was care experienced. So it's raised awareness because care experienced young people don't look any different. I'd love to see the Champions Board expanding totally within the school. I'd like to see more staff being involved perhaps, more non-care experienced pupils meeting up with care experienced pupils, forming positive relationships. I'd like to see a much bigger room. One of the problems is this is not a huge room. You couldn't fit 60 care experienced young people in here. And I'd like to see every young care experienced person within the school come along.